Is Amazon Ruthless? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The New York Times ran a profile on Amazon.com that painted it as a deliberately Darwinian organization where employees must either evolve or leave. 85-hour workweeks, brutally frank meetings. One former employee was quoted as saying that he saw nearly every colleague he worked with cry at his desk. That brought a response from founder Jeff Bezos that even he wouldn't work for a company like that. It also brought a response from Amazon spokesman Jay Carney.
The fundamental flaw in the story is the suggestion that any company that had sort of a cruel Darwinian kind of atmosphere in the workplace could survive and thrive in today's marketplace.
Which makes sense. But notice, Amazon spokesman is Jay Carney, who used to be White House press secretary. That's the kind of resume you're competing with there. I read another response from a current Amazon supervisor who admitted that once upon a time, Amazon may have been the kind of company that made employees cry, but not now. Yes, employees will get frank emails from the boss, but they do not criticize so much as suggest growth opportunities. Course corrections was the term he used. In fact, last year, a high-ranking Amazon executive ordered that Amazon would no longer, quote, burn people into the ground, and that any manager who did that would need to course correct. So, Amazon may have been ruthless once, but the only thing it's ruthless about now is ridding itself of managers who are ruthless. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.